21 women are listed as slain in domestic violence incidents in the state of Kentucky. However, the Speak My Name list only includes those women whose deaths were reported through various Kentucky newspapers and who reached out to the state's various domestic violence programs.
We put out the 21 that we could find. We usually would have put it out a little earlier than we did this year, just because we really wanted to make sure we felt like we'd done all that we could do to find all the information that was out there, and that was what we had found. So it was down some, but, you know, not significantly. You know, in the past, I want to say we've averaged around 25. Some years have been closer to 30.
Lisa Gabbard is the training coordinator for the Coalition Against Domestic Violence in Kentucky. She says some of the directors of the state's domestic violence shelters speculate that there is correlation between the economy and the number of deaths per year.
They talk about during years when the economy is in worse shape, having slightly higher numbers in their shelters, and I think it's just because people, their options are more limited, you know, where maybe in years past, if someone were needing to escape an abuser, they may be able to go live with a sibling for a while rather than going to shelter. And maybe during a down economy, maybe their sibling has lost her home and is now, you know, in rental property, and there's no place for, you know, a victim to stay with a family member.
She says some people also believe the stress of a rough economy increases stress in some households, which some people speculate can lead to increased incidents of abuse. Gabbard notes that it can be difficult for survivors of domestic abuse to seek help. In June, Jasmine Stone, a woman in Jefferson County, accused her boyfriend of abusing her, but then recanted her testimony, something that happens surprisingly often.
Know that victims will often return to perpetrators, and sometimes, unfortunately, that's out of fear. Back to the financial aspect for a moment. You know, if I don't want to be homeless, I've, you know, stayed in shelter for a long time, maybe my children have been removed from their schools and that sort of thing, and I'm desperate for some normalcy in my life as far as for my children and for my routines, I may go back to an abuser. And, you know, my abuser may even say to me, if you don't recant this, I'm going to retaliate in some way.
Though fear of retaliation may not be the only factor at play when a survivor changes her mind about standing up to her abuser. A 2011 study published in the journal Social Science and Medicine listened to 17 conversations between accused male abusers in a Washington state detention facility and their female victims. Amy Bonomi, lead author of the study and associate professor of human development and family science at Ohio State University, says perpetrators are not threatening their victims, but are using emotional appeals to minimize their actions and gain the sympathy of their victims. This sympathy can cause further harm to the victim. Jefferson District Judge Sheila Collins ordered Jasmine Stone jailed on a charge of filing a false report after she recanted. Stone was released about 6 hours later when another judge set aside her $10,000 bond, but people who work with domestic violence victims say that the damage caused by Judge Collins' order was already done. Again, Lisa Gabbard.
If I am someone who lives with an abuser and I hear about this, I then hear that the woman, you know, recants and is jailed, I may be in fear of the same kind of thing happening to me. I may think, well, if I go to court and, you know, share what's happened with my abuser and then, you know, decide I want to get back together with the person for whatever reason, my children, financial reasons, threats, whatever, then, you know, I could be jailed too.
Gabbard says that anyone interested in volunteering to aid survivors of domestic violence should look up the local shelter that serves their county. Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, and Rowan counties are all served by the Domestic Violence Emergency Services, or DOVES, of Gateway. Their phone number is 606-784-6880. If you or someone you know is a victim of an abusive relationship, the shelter's emergency 24-hour hotline is 1-800-221-4361. Once again, the hotline is 1-800-221-4361. For more Head State Public Radio, I'm Joshua Grandison reporting.